ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。さくらです。
Peter here。
四字熟語
Lesson 8、Great trouble from every direction. So today we have two incredible expressions. I like the latter one a little more. Sakura-san, which one do you prefer?
The former one.
So, 私たちピーターとさくらさん、いつまでも幾度に賛成しません。
そうですね。
So I said, Sakura-san and Peter will never unanimously agree.
幾度に賛成っていうのはないですね、きっとね。Always different.
Yes, kind of like,
水と油?
Yes.
Water and oil.
Just don't mix. 私は水です。
私も水です。
I'm water.
No.
Hello, oil. Sorry. Back to where we're going in the first place. Now, 四字熟語 are idiomatic phrases that come from four kanji character compounds.So, four kanji characters taken together that have a special meaning. And in this lesson, we look at two expressions, two phrases. We break them down, we give you the meaning, show you how to use them, and finally, give you some examples. Now, this is the kind of Japanese that will, as we mentioned in the previous lesson, Sakura-san, what's that word we used?
Raise people's eyebrows.
Yes, and make you sound very...
sophisticated.
Exactly. So, and we've already had proof come in already of some people really impressing their Japanese teachers. If you want an A in your class, I'm about to give you two ways to get it. Well, I don't know if these are the best examples, but you get the idea. Okay, Sakura-san, what do we have first?
宿泊
To be in great trouble. To have a lot of trouble doing something or to struggle with something. One more time, break it down.
宿泊 宿泊
So the first character is?
し
Meaning?
For
The second character?
く
Meaning?
Suffering
The third character?
はち
Meaning?
Eight
And finally the fourth character?
く
Meaning?
Suffering
So we have four suffering, eight suffering. The first two character compound is?
しく
Now if you're inside the PDF and looking at the characters, what do these first characters mean?
Means four sufferings.
But this is actually, what kind of a term?
It's a Buddhist term.
And what does it mean?
Four sufferings. Sufferings of birth, getting old, sickness, and death.
How about the latter part? What do we have there?
Hakku.
Eight sufferings. How do we get to eight sufferings?
The four sufferings I just mentioned, plus another set of four sufferings, making them eight.
But it's so interesting to hear you say it. It sounds so sweet coming from you. Here we have the four sufferings. Here are another four. What are the next set of four?
Parting from people who you love. Having to see people who you hate. Being unable to get what you want. And pain in your mind or body.
So altogether, that's eight. And that's a lot of suffering.
A lot of sufferings.
So it seems the first four are a little more physical and the latter four are a little more mental.
Yes.
Now, how do we use this?
宿泊する
To do. So to endure a lot of suffering, to have a lot of problems.
But I think the best word to describe is just struggle. Very hard to do something.
Maybe a sample sentence will clear things up. What do we have?
難しい数学の問題に宿泊した
I had a lot of trouble solving math problems. How about one more sample sentence?
新しいソフトの使い方がわからなくて宿泊した。
I didn't know how to use the new software, so I was in big trouble. Sakura-san, is there something like you could tell us from a personal experience that you had really, like you really struggled with?
毎日翻訳をするのに宿泊しています。
So every day I'm struggling with the translation of things. 頑張ってください。
はい。
Okay, on to our next one. And these two were chosen for a reason. They share a few of the same characters.
Yes.
We'll cover that in a minute. But first, let's cover the phrase. Sakura-san, what do we have?
四方八方.
All directions. Break it down.
四方八方. 四方八方.
What's the first character?
四.
What does it mean?
4.
Second character?
方.
What does it mean?
Direction.
Third character?
八.
What does it mean?
8.
Fourth character?
方.
And what does it mean?
Direction.
Again. So you can see, similar to the previous phrase, the first and third characters are the same. The first character was 4. The third character was 8. Just the second and fourth characters changed. Now this phrase means all directions. It's pretty intuitive if you know the characters. Now again, we're going to look at two character compounds inside the 4. What do we have first?
四方.
Which indicates?
4 directions, east, west, south, and north.
And the second compound?
八方.
Which indicates?
The 8 directions.
So, not just east, west, south, and north, but also?
Northeast, northwest, southeast, and southwest.
So, it's very intuitive. All directions.
Yes.
And the usage is going to be interesting. Sakura-san, how do we use this?
You can use it with particles like o, ni, kara, which related to directions. For example, 四方八方を探す.
To look for in all directions.
四方八方に広がる.
To spread out in all directions.
四方八方から来る.
Coming from every direction. Sakura-san, can we have some sample sentences?
はい. 四方八方を探したが見つからない.
I can't find it, even though I looked everywhere for it. Kind of in all directions. Ah, この気持ちよくわかります. I can really relate to this.
Really?
Yeah.
なんか探しましたか?
Every day.
Every day. Looking for something.
What do you think it is?
なんだろう? Script? No.
Yeah, it's probably not just one thing. It's a few things. But probably number one is 鍵.
鍵ね.
The keys.
はいはいはいはい. ありますね. あとセルフォンもね. 携帯電話.
But you can use someone else's to call you.
Sorry. 失礼しました.
Okay, what do we have next?
警官が来たので彼らは四方八方に逃げた.
Because the police came, they fled in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
And one more?
敵が四方八方から襲ってくる.
Enemies are attacking us from all directions.
Mm-hmm. どうですか?
どうでしょう?
怖いですね。
I really like the first one. The 4 sufferings from the Buddhist term.
そうそうそう。
Life, getting old, sickness, and death.
ね。
And then the next 4, parting from the people you love, having to see the people you hate, being unable to get what you want, and pain in the mind and body. It seems so serious, but...
So. It's a popular phrase. But popular word.
But again, you have to look at the context. We're using it with math problems, so...
So.
It's a bit watered down these days. I guess, like, maybe some kids probably even use it nowadays if they go camping and they're without their, like, electronic gadgets. You know, texting their friends. No internet.
Oh, so da yo ne.
宿泊してるよ. No internet, no TV.
そうですね.
It's a struggle just to make it.
Yes.
But great phrases. So please make sure you use these with Japanese speakers around you. Really kind of wow.
そうね. Try it out.
And if you have a really good experience using it, please share it with us.
よろしくお願いします。お願いします。教えてください。
Okay, that's going to do for today. Be sure to pick up the PDF. Again, inside the PDF, there's a very detailed write-up of these two expressions. Nice explanation. That's going to do for today. Sakura-san, arigatou gozaimasu.
ありがとうございました。ではまた。